This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, Emily Hopkins emailed amanda.yorworth@mix92.6.com to say that she works for the National Energy Foundation, a charity focused on helping people create greener, more energy-efficient homes, and that they are currently running a project in Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire offering free home retrofit plans to local residents. Would this be of interest? Free home retrofit plans for Hertfordshire residents? Well, I mean, definitely of interest. What's the catch? I don't know. Let's find out. So let's hear from Emily and how the National Energy Foundation might be able to help us. Emily, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. So can you start off by just explaining to us exactly what you mean by retrofit?
Yeah, so at the National Energy Foundation, we describe retrofit as looking at the entire house that a person lives in, the makeup of that house, how it's built, what kind of insulation it has, what kind of doors it has, windows, and thinking about how you can best maximise your energy efficiency out of that. There's loads and loads of factors that go into retrofit. Driving down the price of your energy bills, making your house more comfortable to live in. And also, for so many people that work with us on our projects, it's the environmental matters. So it's making your house greener, doing your bit for the environment. UK housing stock has some of the biggest emissions in our country. So anything that we can do on a community level or on our own level to try and make those emissions smaller is super important. And retrofit is looking at your house, thinking about what changes can be made, but giving a real good order to it, not necessarily changing some insulation and adding a heat pump. Those things don't necessarily work best for everybody. So thinking about the whole home, the whole structure, and what's best for that particular house.
Okay, so you've kind of told us there why we'd want to retrofit. It's about bills, it's about the environment, it's about our houses being comfortable as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think COVID was a real big turning point for everybody in terms of that relationship between home and health and home and happiness. There's nothing like being told to stay in your home where you start realising all these things about your home and looking more closely at your bills and how you're living and how happy you are in your home. So there's loads and loads of reasons to retrofit your home and loads of different ways that you can do it. But that relationship, I don't think, has ever been as important or as visible to people as it is now.
Right. Okay. And would I be right in saying that pretty much every house would benefit from a retrofit?
Not necessarily. The thing that we really sort of take on board in our projects is that we can't cookie cutter our approach to things like retrofit and energy efficiency. One person might live in a house that another person lives in a really similar house, and there's a family of five in that house and a family of one in that house. So everyone's relationship with energy is totally different, totally unique. Things like the age of your property, is it terraced, is it a detached house? All these things can have a real big impact. So you've probably seen, like, if you've bought a home, your EPC rating, there's some sort of suggestions on there of things that you could do. So some properties would benefit from retrofit more than others, but it's really worth having a look and investigating into what's best for that house and putting the suitable things in place to meet that house's needs.
Okay. I suppose it would be right to say that a lot of us have kind of started doing retrofitting things on our houses, haven't we? We've done a bit of draft proofing, perhaps we've put some double glazing in. Why is it important to actually have a retrofit plan?
I think because not every house is the same. So a retrofit plan can show you the journey that you need to take to maximise your energy efficiency. As I said earlier, I think that people put insulation on their homes or maybe make these small changes. But actually then, if you were to then go on and put renewable energy technology into your house, such as solar panels or heat pumps, there might be something else small you can do that tweaks it so you maximize the efficiency of those technologies. So I think it's worth getting an expert to come in, look at your house, look at everything that can be done, and put a proper plan in place of here's the beats that we would hit on your journey, and here's what timings we would think about to do them.
Right, okay. So it's not about saying this is what you need to do and you need to do it all at once. It's kind of a plan for whenever we, I suppose, got the money for it, or I don't know, but it can be quite disruptive. Some of these changes can be, can't they? So whenever we got the sort of headspace for it or whatever, it's just the sort of roadmap for us to follow.
That's exactly it. That is absolutely perfectly put. Yeah, it's a roadmap to follow. And lots of people are thinking about adding an extension, or it means that because they're redoing their bathroom, they've got to move their boiler. And it's those sorts of timings in people's lives that often pose the best opportunity to have a look at the energy efficiency. If we're making these changes, could we try and do this as well? So yeah, it's about everything that could be done. And then retrofit sometimes, depending on the size of the house, can take years to do, but then you reap the benefits for years after that.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So at the NEF, you are able to offer a free retrofit service. Who is eligible for this?
So we're working with residents in Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire on a specific project at the moment. Our Super Homes project is our home retrofit project. We at the NEF, we run loads of different projects around fuel poverty and energy efficiency. Super Homes is our flagship retrofit project, and we've been given funding to run smaller versions of a whole house retrofit plan for free for residents in Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire. So a whole house plan goes into loads and loads of detail, super, super technical. But lots of people think this is a bit much. It's a bit of an expensive plan. Do I really want to put all that money into a whole house plan? I just want to see the headlines of what's going on. And this is where the hero plan that we've developed, the Home Energy Retrofit Options Plan, is sort of a good gateway to get people interested, to get people started on it. And we know that retrofit can be really daunting. And yet people might think, oh, but have I got to have all this insulation? I've got to take floors up. I've got to take ceilings. Blah, blah, blah. This retrofit plan is a great place to start. It's free. It's the headlines. And eligibility depends on whereabouts you live, what kind of property you're in. But the best thing to do is give us a ring, drop us a note, and we can have a chat with you about your home and see what's best for you.
Okay. So if we do live in Hertfordshire or Bedfordshire, and I'm assuming you need to own your own home for this, is that right?
Yeah, I think own your own home, or if you are looking at a property which you rent out, but as long as you own the home, only because you're in charge of what work happens on that house.
Okay. So if we live in Hertfordshire or Bedfordshire and we do have our own home, which is either a long lease or say we own it, then we should be eligible. How do we apply? What do we have to do?
So the best thing to do, if you go to www.superhomes.org.uk, you'll see our nice shiny website, Community Superhomes at the top of the page. If you click on there, you'll be able to see a link out to get in touch with us.
Okay, that sounds good. And what kind of information will you need? Do you need a lot of complicated information, or do you basically come and glean all that information from our house?
No, we come and get that information from you. So we just ask a few questions about where you live, what's your tenure type, what a bit about your building, a bit about the house, how old is it, how long have you lived there? And then when the retrofit coordinator that we have working for us comes out, they'll ask loads of questions about the house, do a couple of inspections, measure some things up, and then turn around a free report within sort of 2 weeks. They'll turn that round.
Okay, well, that sounds really, really quite efficient, doesn't it? Just in 2 weeks' time, that's fantastic. So once we've got our hero, that's what you're calling it, our hero retrofit report, what would be our next step from there? Would we be ready to take action, or would we need to get further surveying work done?
So that depends on what comes out of that report. So what we can do after we've sent you the report, you can have a read through it, and then you can always get back in touch with the retrofit coordinator that came out, ask some questions, ask some advice. As a charity, we are an independent service, we're impartial. We don't like to give out lists of installers we endorse just because of the nature of how we work, but we recommend places to go if you're looking for someone to do your insulation, we'd recommend going here. If you're looking for someone to fit a heat pump, we'd recommend going here. Just so people know that the people we're working with are Trustmark accredited or MCS registered. And that just means that they've got all the certifications they need to, in order to do a good job. So yeah, we can meet with someone after they've had their report, talk it through, suggest the next path, but then it's really up to the homeowner at the pace they want to work at. It might be finances, they've only got so much to do part of the work and then they're going to carry it on later. But yeah, we can chat through that after the report.
Okay, well, that sounds really good, the way that you're able to help us sort of get launched onto the next steps, actually taking some action. As you've said, this is likely to be quite expensive. Are you able to give any advice on perhaps grants that might be available?
Yeah, so, and it's really interesting as well. Like, it'd be interesting to see with the change in government what happens there. We're hoping for some more funding to be released for insulation in homes, just because we know that's such a national problem at the moment. But the Great British Insulation Scheme is still running. There's funding out there for air source heat pumps. That's still available. But the best thing to do, if you get in touch with us, we've got a team that's got all this knowledge of everything that's out there, because it could be there's local grants available as well. Some councils have local grants, some charities have local grants, and we're entwined in all of that, so we can have a look into that for people.
Okay, well, that is really helpful as well. So this does all sound great, but have you got any examples of people you've already helped? Just, it's always nice to hear that somebody else has sort of paved the way for us, shall we say.
I know, it does sound great, and it's hard because it sometimes sounds too good to be true, or what's the catch? And I promise you, there is no catch. We are a charity. We're just trying to do the best for communities and for the planet. This has been funded by the government, and we're working with the Greater South East Energy Hub to deliver this. But previous projects that we've run on superhomes have helped communities in Winchester and Petersfield. They all had whole house plans done and they're now going through that retrofit. I went down to film a case study, which you can actually see on the website when you go on it, of someone who's put solar panels in their garden and done all their insulation, and they're really enjoying the benefits of it. Just those bills aren't as steep as they were, and the timings of when they did it meant that when the energy crisis happened, things weren't as dramatic for them and they didn't feel the pinch quite as much as other people. So they really, really recommend it. But Superhomes as a project was born in 2014, years and years ago, and has had loads and loads of people turn their homes into superhomes. That's what the whole project came from. It was pioneers of retrofit, pioneers of green living who wanted to make that change, wanted to do something to make meaningful change, and open their homes up to people to inspire them. So we've got this really big network of all these retrofitted properties all over the country, that would really recommend it and are really enjoying it.
Well, that sounds like a lovely situation to be in, to feel that you have helped all these people to live more economically, to live more sustainably and to live more comfortably. Emily, thank you so much for telling us about that fantastic opportunity.
Thank you so much for having me.
I was talking there to Emily Hopkins of the National Energy Foundation, and I'll make sure that the link that you need to apply for your free home retrofit plan is included in the notes that go in the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And you'll also find there a podcast where I talk to Helen Burridge of the Hertfordshire Climate Change and Sustainability Partnership, the HCCSP. And she's telling us about the generic online retrofitting guides that the HCCSP has put together specifically for different types of Hertfordshire houses. So they've got a guide for what you need to do to a Victorian terrace or a 1950s semi, for example, to make it energy efficient, warm and cheap to run. And these guides could well be a really good alternative to what the NEF can do for you, or a source of extra information. They really are well worth a look. And if you live in St Albans District, you could also use a thermal imaging camera to help you understand what your house needs to stay warm. Cold season, when you can effectively use a thermal imaging camera, is now well and truly in full swing. And the local environmental charity Sustainable St Albans have got a couple of thermal imaging cameras that you can borrow for free. Now, these cameras will literally show you where the heat is leaking out or the cold is leaking in to your home. And they're a great way to help you know where to focus your attention to keep warm this winter. And whilst you're on the Sustainable St Albans website, checking out how you can borrow a thermal imaging camera, also take a look at the events that St Albans' own retrofit goddess Judith Leary Joyce is running. She does tours of her brilliantly retrofitted Victorian terrace house. Now, I see that she's got tours coming up on the 14th of December. She says that the tours take about an hour and a half and that at the end of the tour, you will understand options for insulation, why air tightness is so important for your home, how to manage ventilation in an old property, and you'll also have seen and heard an air source heat pump in practice. Now, Judith has really shown that even an old leaky home can be made warm and energy efficient and cheap to run. In fact, Judith says that her energy bills are 75% less than they were before she undertook her eco-renovation. And you can book your place on one of Judith's tours on the Sustainable St Albans website. And do also check out Judith's book. It's called A Beginner's Guide to Eco-Renovation, and you can buy one of her tours, or you can buy it online as well. And all of the profits go to the environmental charity Friends of the Earth. And the National Energy Foundation also run a helpline for St Albans residents. It's called the St Albans Energy Support Service, and it gives free, impartial home energy advice. However, it is likely to be particularly helpful if you're struggling to pay your home energy bills. They'll give you help with grants and funds that could help you. They'll help you with changing to a cheaper energy provider. They can help with debt advice, even come and take a look at your home and give you some advice on what you can do to keep those bills down. Just give them a call on 0800 107 0044 and I'll make sure that I put that telephone number or the link that you'll need into the notes that go with the podcast of this show. So is your home toasty and warm, and what have you done to make it that way? Do let me know. Via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.